Council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This legislation will help 115,000 children gain access to school meal programs. We're improving the quality of those meals by reimbursing schools an additional 6 cents per lunch to help them provide with healthier options. First real increase, by the way, in over 30 years. Because when our kids walk into the lunchroom, we want to be sure that they're getting balanced, nutritious meals that they need to succeed in the classroom. We're empowering parents by making information more available about the quality of school meals, helping families understand what their kids are eating during the day. And to support our school's efforts to serve fresh fruits and vegetables, we're connecting them with local farmers.
Well, that'd be swell, as long as you don't pass Senate Bill 510, Mr. President, which will put your plan that you have announced this week right into the toilet. I wonder if he even understands that. I wonder if he even realizes that. I wonder if he's even read that bill. The Child Nutrition Bill, though, is what's front and center now. Another government program, another government overreach. What do you think? 800-510-8255. You heard the talk about this week. Is it a good thing? Could we have that in the good news department? That the new child nutrition bill, which he signed with his wife by his side, is it's the essence of the best thing the government can do, was pushed by the First Lady. You remember all the discussion over the last 4 or 5 months. Mrs. Obama has made nutrition part of her campaign to help the young get better, get healthier, get stronger. So hard to argue about this. Hard to argue against feeding children better. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it great how clever? You may know that Obama is pretty inexperienced, but his wife's pretty smart. Maybe she'd be a better. What do you think? That'd be a sidebar question. Would Mrs. Obama be a better president than her husband? 800-510-8255. It's like Hillary Clinton when she was in. Would she have made a better president? Well, in some ways, she'd have made a better president than this guy. But we're not asking that question. I'm asking about Mrs. Obama. Michelle Obama, better president than her husband. What do you think? Yes or no? 800-510-8255. Technically, this bill is called, oh my God, love this, the Healthy Hunger Free Act of 2010. The bill reauthorizes the nutrition program, federal government nutrition program, $4.5 billion, more money borrowed, $4.5 billion. It expands the free school lunch program, and for the first time, this thing sets nutritional standards for all of the food that will be served in the breakfast program, lunch program. There's really a lot of children, we're told, this is so much different from when you and I were children, a lot of children who get the only meal, things are so tough for a lot of families, the only good meal that children get is in the cafeteria for breakfast or lunch in school or in vending machines at school. And so this bill is designed to help fight obesity among the nation's children. The diseases which have increased as a result of it, diabetes, big problem now, younger and younger in our country. So hard to fight against this. Would it not have been better? I ask this only as a discussion focus, as I'm asking about Mrs. Obama, whether she'd make a better president than her husband. But the whole business about, if we've got this food lunch program, why wouldn't it be better to spend that money educating people, young people to start off with, about the right kinds of food to eat and the connection with a farmer? And my God, if we pass Senate Bill 510, I don't want to pass it. It's back in the Senate, and nobody seems to know where it is at the moment. It's lurking around. You heard me talk for months and months and months almost incessantly about this bill and how it kills the local food movement. So if the president, he's talking about adding programs connecting children with local farms, all right, I'll see what's in there. Maybe there's a grant or two for local farmers. Anyway, the president seems pretty high on this as he discusses more about the bill.
At a very basic level, this act is about doing what's right for our children. Right now, across the country, too many kids don't have access to school meals. And often the food that's being offered isn't as healthy or as nutritious as it should be. That's part of the reason why one in three children in America today are either overweight or obese. And we're seeing this problem in every part of the country, in kids from all different backgrounds and all walks of life. As a result, doctors are now starting to see conditions like high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and type 2 diabetes in children. These are things that they only used to see in adults. And this bill is about reversing that trend and giving our kids the healthy futures that they deserve. And this bill is also about doing what's right for our country, because we feel the strains that treating obesity-related health conditions puts on our economy. We've seen the connection between what our kids eat and how well they perform in school. And we know that the countries that succeed in the 21st century will be the ones that have the best prepared, best educated workforce around. So we need to make sure our kids have the energy and the capacity to go toe-to-toe with any of their peers anywhere in the world. And we need to make sure that they're all reaching their potential. That's precisely what this bill, the Healthy, Hungry, Free Kids Act, will accomplish.
The Healthy, Hunger, Free Kids Act. Not even good English, because kids, as you know, doesn't apply to children. A kid is a goat, although we all use the slang. How about if we title it the Healthy, Hunger, Free Children's Act, or School Act, or something like that? That's just a little nitty-gritty. I'd like to throw that in every once in a while. The language portion of this, 800-510-8255. So as you think your positions through, we'll listen in a moment to the First Lady explain what really is behind the bill, and we'll have some reports, various outtakes from talk radio and talk television programs about this debate in the last 24 hours or so. And then you get to discuss and debate it here as the lines open at 800-510-8255, text line 646-926-DOUG.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150 milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
800-510-8255. That's the number. In about 20 minutes, we'll start taking your calls. First, though, some more background. This program aims at presenting a synthesis of ideas coming from talk radio, talk television, the new media, the issue-oriented discussions that take place on so many of the nation's spoken word formatted stations, left side, right side. Before we get to that, the op-ed piece, I suppose, is from Mrs. Obama explaining the importance from her point of view of this bill.
And that's why we've seen such a groundswell of support for these efforts, not just from members of Congress here in Washington, but from folks in every corner of the country. It's been beautiful to see, from educators working to provide healthier school meals because they know the connection between proper nutrition and academic performance, from doctors and nurses who know that unhealthy kids grow into unhealthy adults at risk for obesity-related diseases like diabetes, heart disease, cancer. From business and labor leaders who know that we spend nearly $150 billion a year to treat these diseases and who worry about the impact on our economy. From advocates and faith leaders who know that school meals are vital for combating hunger, feeding more than 31 million children a day. And from military leaders who tell us that when more than one in four young people are unqualified for military service because of their weight, they tell us that childhood obesity isn't just a public health issue. They tell us that it is not just an economic threat. It is a national security threat as well.
800-510-8255. So this is a national issue, yes. Prevention is not anywhere in the new health bill. You know that, right? So if these people were really into all of this, I'm not suggesting that she's not sincere, because I think she really is. And I think in some ways she may be a better president than her husband. That's why I asked that sidebar question, which you can answer if you want at 800-510-8255 when we start taking your calls in a few minutes. But the sort of hypocrisy to this is that the health care bill, which spent so much time and so much political blood was spilled on this, not one word, not one instance. So that's perhaps the health care bill. It isn't the health care bill. It's the health insurance bill. Back to that. Maybe that's why it ought to be thrown out. No prevention. All of these costs that we're talking about would be mitigated by having a strong prevention program, which is steeped in education, which goes back to what I made, the point I made a few minutes ago about taking that $4.5 billion instead of just making a change in the lunch menu. How about we try to figure out the bottom line when it comes to what people understand about their own health and well-being? It's a tall order because there's so much negative stuff available. The promotion that comes from big companies, buy this stuff, it's good for you, or whatever, and it isn't, it's garbage. Or not even is it good for you, it's just buy this garbage because it's popular. Here's reporter Taman Bradley with more on this new bill.
This is how we typically think of school lunch. Mystery meats, cookies, all the fattening goodies you can think of. But when President Obama signs a new law raising standards, school lunches will change. Sugar and fats will make way for fruits and vegetables. Not everyone is happy with the changes.
Even though a third of American kids are obese or overweight, the new standards have a lot of critics who argue this is the nanny state run amok.
Who should be making the decisions what you eat and school choice and everything else? Should it be government or should it be the parents? It should be the parents.
Yes, indeed, USDA is going to step into the role of being the donut czar in American schools.
Experts argue it's time to change the menu. Existing standards on school snacks are 40 years old. For instance, popsicles are considered junk food. A Dove bar isn't. Seltzer water is banned, but not sugar water juice drinks. Jelly beans, no. Skittles, yes. Nutrition experts say the change is long overdue.
We got to bring those nutrition standards into the 21st century and address calories, fat, salt, and the other big problems in kids' diets today.
Rebecca Ford, a high school teacher in Arizona, worries the new government rules will end her bake sales.
I definitely don't think that the government should have any say as far as what we can and can't eat.
Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack promises the new law won't ban bake sales, it'll just limit them. We might all agree our kids need to be healthier, we just can't agree on how to do it. Even politics can seep into school lunches and bake sales.
Okay, this would be great, right? You're having a bake sale and some cop comes along with his gun drawn. You can't be selling that donut at this bake sale. There you go, 21 after.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. Our focus here in the countdown with all of you thinking about more government outreach, nanny state, whatever. I've been listening so much to the Obamas, I was thinking about the school lunches that I had when I was in school. What do you remember about your favorite school lunch? Maybe that's a sidebar here as well as to whether or not Mrs. Obama would be president or not. That's one. Supporting this bill, is it a good idea? We need more government, or how about some education? Here from Fox, Megyn Kelly speaks with commentator John Stossel, and you can imagine where Stossel is on all this. If you know Stossel, you know where he is.
It gives the feds the ability to decide what kind of foods are going to be sold in the lunchrooms and what kind of ingredients can be used and what can be in the vending machines and whether and how often bake sales can be held by children today. Good idea?
Don't they have any sense of humility with trillion-dollar debts that they shouldn't try to control everything from Washington? And the agriculture secretary said, our national security and economic competitiveness will improve as a result of this bill.
How so?
Here's $4 billion more dollars.
The kids are going to be leaner. They're going to be lean, mean fighting machines.
I guess so.
Their response is, the stats say, 17% of U.S. children are obese. The rates for childhood obesity have tripled over the last 3 decades, and they attribute that to fries in the lunchroom, Hershey bars in the vending machines, a bake sale every Friday that scarfs out, you know, chocolate chip cookies and brownies, all of which is bad for the kids.
And they're going to make us all thin with some new rules, and the kids only eat this stuff in school? Please, that stuff's happening because people sit around and eat too much. Government can't fix that.
Why can't they at least come in? Because one of the things I read is they'll likely keep popular foods, they say, like hamburgers and pizza, but they're going to make them healthier using leaner meats and maybe mandating whole wheat crust instead of, you know, the devil white bread crust.
From Washington, they're going to, I mean, all that sounds like a good idea, and it may be a good idea, and it's good to eat leaner meats and whole wheat crust. But they're going to dictate this all from Washington, D.C. It always causes these unintended consequences. You mentioned the Hershey bars. Chicago has this junk food tax. So then they say, gee, how do we define junk food? So that goes to your colleagues, the lawyers.
But
and Kit Kat bars are not junk food because they have flour in them, but Hershey bars are.
That's not right.
Orange juice is not considered junk food, but apple juice is not considered junk food. It has more calories than Coke.
Yeah.
Where do you
and it's all sugar.
It's all sugar.
But let me ask you this, because when I went through school, I had good parents, you know, but they were educated. They educated me, but they didn't talk to me about nutrition. They really didn't. If my school had healthier choices there, maybe I just would have inadvertently been a little healthier. What's so bad about that?
Nothing. It just seldom works out that way. If the kids don't like the taste, they'll still go sneak out to go to McDonald's at school.
That's the problem. Well, I mean, the school couldn't have stopped that. Even these new regulations couldn't have stopped that.
There you go. And, I mean, it's just that they spend another $4.5 billion when we're already deep in debt on something that may bring some tiny result and will be circumvented.
Yeah. The more you listen to and the more you hear some of this stuff, you think this is really pretty ridiculous. Getting right down to who decides what, it is more nanny government. It is the czar. There's going to be a food lunch czar. The problem is, as pointed out there and other places, education is the key. Education is the bottom line. Education is the mandate here. And you know what? This is what is so hypocritical about all of this. The government has waffled. Local governments have, state governments have, the federal government has, when it comes to the really good, strong health education programs that were introduced decades ago. When I was teaching school, 40 years ago, these programs were introduced, and they taught people who were going through the school system in a multi-layered approach, the reason not to take and do drugs, the reason not to eat bad food, and about your body, the health of your body. But because there was sex ed in it, you got killed by these morons. We don't teach our kids to do it. And that was moronical, and it still is, 28 after the hour.
Why shop around town spending more money on gas than gifts when you can shop smart at Office Depot? We have the most popular tech gifts at great prices this holiday season. This week, save 50% off an HP OfficeJet all-in-one color printer. That's $75 in savings. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 12/18/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Once upon a time, old Scrooge sat down before the fire.
Ah, humbug.
With great astonishment, Marley's ghost came through the heavy door and passed into the room.
Oh. What do you want with me?
You will be haunted by three spirits.
I'd rather not.
To read A Christmas Carol and other books online, go to www.read.gov. Explore new worlds. Read. Brought to you by the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
Victor Ray, this is Scorpion 23, traveling west on MSR Vernon for Victor. 16 packs, request MSR status, over. Roger, Scorpion 23, all MSRs and AOR red past 24 hours, 3 IEDs on MSR Vernon.
Victor
X-ray,
this is Scorpion 23, one Victor hit by IED at grid, Mike Bravo, 310-737, taking small arms fire. Request QRF and medevac at this location, over.
In war, there will always be casualties. And for our wounded warriors, coming home can sometimes be a battle in itself. American troops who suffer traumatic injuries need the support of every American. Join us and send your message of support to our wounded warriors and their families at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes
on air, online, and on demand. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait, there's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
A sort of child's nutrition guide is what we're talking about here. Just joining us, there's some anonymous callers. You got to give us your name if you're texting 646-926-3684. That's our text line. Or if you're going into Twitter to comment so that Clay Cohut, who's our director of social media, can get to the bottom line, that is quickly, what are you thinking? If you don't have your name, it's not of much value. So please sign in, sort of, you can send to something on the wall at Facebook, whatever it is, however you want to communicate, please make sure the anonymous, well, I mean, you can still read the words and see what people are saying. All right, so that's an opinion, but I think it has a lot more starch if your name is attached to it. Take credit for your thoughts, especially if they're good ones. 800-510-8255. So the theme here is children needing to eat properly to maintain a healthy weight, continue to grow. But is this the time? I'm guessing the Republicans are going to, this bill isn't going to get any place, frankly. And it's too bad. Well, it isn't too bad that the bill won't get anywhere. It's too bad that that this will become a political football instead of having us understand the reality of needing this sort of education, needing this information. Here's a radio host, Joe Crummy, who seems to find it hard to believe that parents can't come up with a couple of bucks a day to feed their children.
Some 680,000 kids, according to the Daily News, 680,000 out of 1.1 million New York kids participate in the school lunch program, a big chunk of the 16 million kids nationwide served by the program. Here's a quote from the First Lady. While we sometimes have our differences, we can all agree that in the United States of America, no child should go to school hungry, the First Lady said. What I'm arguing is, what the hell does this say about the United States? That what? You have the majority of kids in the five boroughs have parents who can't afford to buy them lunch? You're kidding. What? If that, to me, that's the thing that's just the outrage here. You're telling me that the majority of parents in the five boroughs can't afford to buy their kids lunch? Because that's what this program is about, right? We don't want anybody to be hungry, so we got to feed kids. Well, of course we all agree on that. Of course kids should be well-fed. Of course, I'm sure you don't learn well when you're not eating. What are you telling me? That? And as the rolls grow and more people are on it, more and more people are on the lunch program, and the taxpayer pays for it, what is up with this? That, to me, that's the thing that's just shocking. You're talking about the United States of America, you're talking about a couple of bucks a day to feed your kid, and what, you can't do that as a parent? That's job number one as a parent. What we look to the state, oh, please feed my kid because I can't. You've got to. I can't understand this. Does not compute. Don't see that. When I look at America, I don't see that. I don't see people sitting around. I don't have 10 bucks a week to feed my kid. I really can't see that. 680,000 out of the 1.1 million in this city alone. To me, that's the outrage. Not what Michelle Obama said. We can't just leave it up to the parents or whatever. I don't know what exactly she happens to be talking about. Well, they're at school and you're not there. Whatever. The outrage is that you can expand these programs and people think it's a great idea. Because what does it say about America? That you have a vast majority of parents who can't even feed their kids. What is that about? And it's not just because of the recession this week. It was like that 2 years ago. It was like that 3 years ago. It's been steadily increasing over the years. So, you know, the idea that, oh, my God, it's only because of the recession, that's baloney. This is a trend that's been afoot for a long time. And somebody has to stand up and go, this is not a good thing. This is a bad thing. This is parents who aren't taking responsibility and the government who's going to do so. And then soak the taxpayer for it.
Your job is to take care of your children, isn't it? And if, in fact, that's not the case, then why are you having children? Maybe that's what we ought to look at. Who's having children? Maybe there ought to be a law against having children. Matter of fact, Ted Turner thinks that there ought to be a law which requires only one child. Parents want to have children, you can only have one. That's it. Otherwise, the world, and I think there's something to what he says, not a law. But certainly education, we keep having four and five and six children in families. The world is doomed. It's already a mess because there are too many people on it. You keep having more children, and this is the result. You have children that can't find anything to eat. So then the government comes in, another $4.5 billion to feed your children. How many of you smoke who are poor and destitute? Why are you smoking and your children don't have enough to eat? Look at yourself in the mirror, you cur. Here's radio host Dory Munson. Doesn't understand much of the same as Joe Crummy. Doesn't understand why the government didn't just tell parents or have parents or just leave the parents to do their job.
I don't know why this has become such an issue all of a sudden, but government wants to be our mommy and our daddy because, of course, we cannot run our own lives. I couldn't believe what Michelle Obama said yesterday. She was talking about how, she's on this big kick to make food at schools healthier. But listen to why the federal government needs to make the food at schools healthier.
When our kids spend so much of their time each day in school, and when many kids get up to half their daily calories from school meals, it's clear that we as a nation have a responsibility to meet as well. We can't just leave it up to the parents.
We can't just leave it up to the parents because the parents are a bunch of stupid morons who don't know how to be parents, not like me, not like mommy and daddy government. We can't leave it up to the parents to teach their kids how to eat healthy and to send healthy food to school with the kids. Government is our new mommy and daddy. Because you, if you have kids, you're horrible. I'm a horrible parent. You're a horrible parent. We're all horrible morons. We're completely incapable of being parents. And Michelle and Barack, they are not going to leave parenting up to us. They're going to make sure that they have total parental control over our children.
To meet as well. We can't just leave it up to the parents.
No, heaven forbid. I'm so glad that I have my parental enhancement in the federal government now. Thank you, Mommy.
That sort of makes the point, doesn't it? 800-510-8255. Okay, so we started out a half hour ago as we were looking into or listening to the stories about this child nutrition bill. And the idea at first seems pretty good. How are you going to fight keeping children healthy? And then you start nitpicking it, taking it apart, examining, understanding what the essence is here, the influence. And you've begun the process of really seeing another page in the takeover. I think these people just live this way. I really think that these people are well-intentioned, the Obamas and others who agree with them. I think they are well-intentioned for the most part, but they're so clueless as to what America is really all about because they're so used to having the, and this is not meant at sounding racist. You want it to sound that way, that's up to you. This is not a racist comment coming from my heart and soul. These people come from an area where there is a large focus on entitlement. You're entitled to this. The government gives you that. They don't pay for it. They don't earn it. Oh, well, they've earned it because they're citizens of our country. How'd they get to be citizens of our country? Some people, according to these people, have earned it, and they're not even citizens of the country. The right to what? You have a right to a good lunch at school? Where does that say? Where in the Constitution? Pick that out, please. In the Constitution, where it says you have a right as an American to a good lunch in school. That show up someplace in the Constitution? I don't remember, but I'm not a constitutional scholar. Somebody's probably going to be able to find it there. This is a bad bill. This is not good thinking. This is dangerous, more government in our lives stuff. But are they right in their tone and their philosophy and their ideals? Absolutely yes. Our school lunch program sucks. It's full of junk, garbage, crap. You wouldn't, if you had a conscience and looked at what they were eating, wouldn't let your kids eat. But they ought to be taught why, understand why, not just told. It's the same. When you were told something by your parents, you immediately shut the door, right? Because it was your parents. So how is this going to be any different? The government says, the only thing that makes it different is that they force these providers, we're not going to give you any money to build a new school if you don't have adhere to our law, which makes it impossible to serve bad food to children at school. That's it. Bottom line, simple. So you pick this stuff apart, and you understand how heinous it really is. But I don't think these people really think that way. I just think they don't think. Period. They don't have to. They've been taught how to think about these things. It's a whole mindset. It permeates many people in our country. Many people listening to this program right now are throwing rocks at the radio, calling me an idiot, or worse, because I think that this kind of stuff is completely anti-America. It is anti the Constitution. It's anti what we are all about, freedom of choice. Teach your children, for God's sake, something. Get your fat ass away from the television set and spend some time having a meal, actually, with your family, and go buy some good food and fix the food. And, by the way, make sure your congressman or your senator votes against Senate Bill 510 so you have at least a fighting chance of getting something local that's healthy. Otherwise, this is a big ruse, and the people who are behind it are nitwits. 800-510-8255, 16 before the hour on the countdown.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at myboniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Want to heat things up this Christmas for the lady in your life? Send her the new Hoodie Footy Pajama. Most talked about holiday gift this year, and it's available at pajamagram.com. Nobody else has it. A Hoodie Footy combines the warmth of a hoodie with a cozy footy pajama. It'll keep her warm from head to toe. The Hoodie Footy is made of microfleece, soft, comfortable, warm, has a zip-up front, and you can zip the feet off as well. It is wonderful. Pajamagram has over 100 styles, in fact, to choose from. Everything from naughty to nice and comfy to sexy. Each Pajamagram is delivered in a beautiful gift hat box and lavender bath confetti. A Do Not Disturb sign is attached as well. And a gift card. All of this comes free. Overnight delivery, Christmas delivery. Visit pajamagram.com for the Hoodie Footy. It is something will make your relationship really cozy. Call 800-GIVE-PJs, 800-448-3757, and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. Email Doug at DougSteffen.com or send your tweets along to Twitter.com/countdown. Now, we have Clay Kohut, who's here managing all of that info. What comments are you getting on this child nutrition bill and the government reaching out here? Do people think it's gone too far, or it's just, well, I don't want to be pejorative here. Clay, just tell us what people are saying.
All right, I got a couple comments here, Doug. One from Twitter user Modern Progressive, who says, we should only be allowed to make the choices the state approves of. It's for our own good. And then another, Arthur Trolligan, says, most Americans support free public education. That's been true for generations. Objectively, students in public schools perform better when they've eaten something more than a couple of Skittles they found in the couch. Kids go hungry in this country, and there's nothing wrong with helping them learn and helping them stay healthy.
Yeah. Okay. That's interesting that those people would have that point of view listening to all this. 800-510-8255. Remember Velma Hart, the lady who earlier this year at a town hall meeting, I think it was in September, stood up, frustrated, said to the president, I'm exhausted defending you, defending your administration, defending the mantle of change that I voted for, and deeply disappointed with where we are right now. Remember that? This lady told the president that to his face. And so one... This is a central, I mean, if you look at the people who supported Obama, she'd be right there, front and center, as a cast member. Now, no. And it's because of this kind of stuff that people are just plain angry. Mary, in Jackson, Tennessee, you happy with this or not?
No.
Why?
These people, they want somebody to take care of them. Mm-hmm. And I don't understand it. But somehow or another, the government...
Did you vote for Obama?
Who? Did you want to ask me that?
I did want to ask you that, yeah. Did you vote for him?
Let's not talk about what I voted for.
Why? You don't want to talk about it? So you voted for Obama. It's okay.
I made a mistake. That
okay, it's all right.
Said it right. Yeah, let me tell you this.
Yeah.
I think that we should... How come they took the board of it? And how come they took the?
The answer to your question is because they want to have centralized control, so they can
better.
They're
not going to control me.
Well, they're not going to control me either, but they sure as hell are going to try, Mary, and that's what this is all about. They and I don't even think it's. I think this is instinctive in them. They're so used to entitlements. They're so used to getting stuff from the government. Let's just pour it on. Glad you called, Mary. Thank you. 800-510-8255. More calls like Mary, I hope, coming up.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
It's inspiring for many who are affected by the recent downturn of the economy.
I already knew a bit about foraging and edibles, but you take it to a whole new level.
A thousand thanks to you for all that great knowledge. It was empowering.
When I was in the Navy, I went through a couple of quick land survival classes.
Thank you for being an inspiration and for all the work that you do.
I really appreciate the depth and detail of the information.
Thank you so much.
Much love and respect to you from all of us here in the boonies.
Thanks again.
Knowledge is power, and that power brings peace.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's LeSig.com. LeSig is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LeSig.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LeSig.com. LeSig, for today's modern smoker.
Council.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Cleaning out your mind and the ideas that are in there. We want to suck that good information out of your mind and those opinions and thoughts, and you get them on the air with us here at 800-510-8255. Is this a new child nutrition bill just another example of government trying to take over our lives? I say yes. Jim in Tampa, what say you?
Hey, Doug. You know, I agree with you, and I'll tell you, give you a little background. You know, I grew up dirt poor, so the only time that I got anything to eat for breakfast or lunch was when I went to school and got a free breakfast.
But how long ago was that, Jim? Give us a perspective.
Well, I'm 43 now, so it was quite a few years ago.
Yeah, well, the 80s and 90s.
Yeah, correct. But as I grew and I took on responsibilities of having a family and children and things like that, and I was running into the similar situation. I made sure I paid for my kids' lunch, whether I had to, you know, work a second or third job.
So why don't you think that's the general mantra here? Why is it that people don't seem to think, some people anyway, don't seem to get what you did and what you feel is the proper way to handle this?
I think because it's too easy. It's free, so why go through the hassle? I mean, I live in an affluent neighborhood now, and you know, right now in Hillsborough County, school breakfast is free for everybody, regardless of how much money you make or whether or not you qualify for aid or anything like that. And it's gotten to the point to where it's just easier. The parents say, oh, well, you know, that way I don't have to get up as early and feed the kids.
Hey, I'm paying my property taxes. Let's get something out of it. Yep. Okay,
yeah,
Jim.
Exactly.
Yep. Thanks. 800-510-8255 to Warner Robins, Georgia. We go. Dale, you're on the countdown now, sir. Please go ahead.
Yeah, Doug, this is just something that the government just wants to step in and run our lives even more and more.
Yeah. Pretty frustrating, isn't it, when you keep confronted by this stuff? That's why I say every day is something else. Something new every day. There's a head pounding going on every day, something else from the government. You got to worry about this, worry about that. It's every day. These people are ruining our lives, not making them better.
Right, and they're talking about obesity of the kids. If you go drive through the neighborhoods in the spring, summer, fall, where are the kids? They're inside. You know, when we was kids, my dad would say, hey, y'all get out of the house.
You want to know what the really cynical, Dale, the really cynical part of this is? That many of the playgrounds have been closed. Many of the recess periods have been eliminated because the teachers union
has negotiated out of their contracts the responsibility teachers used to have. I remember when I was teaching school, we had to go supervise the playtime outside, and that we had a playground at school, and the kids went out and they played and had fun. Once in a while, fall down, skin their knees, whatever, cry a little bit, pick themselves up, nurse cleans it off, on we go. Now, that's about, oh my God, we can't have those kids playing. Somebody will sue us. It's asinine.
I know exactly what you're talking about, but if you drive through these neighborhoods, no kids are out playing anymore.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They're all sitting around in front of their computers, and their butts just get bigger and bigger and bigger, and their brains
are... That's what the problem is. The parents need to say, hey, you need to get out of the house and go play. Yeah. And they'll find something to do if it's riding
by. Well, how about shock and awe? You're old enough to get a job. Go work. How about that? Although the government says, no, you can't work unless you have a card. You've got to be 16 to have a card. We can't do this job until you're 18.
I mean, I was out mowing lawns, and nowadays you don't see any kids coming.
Nah, they're all the guy who charges $100 to come mow your lawn made a big business out of it. When I was a kid, 6 years old, I was shoveling cow manure, and
I was out mowing people's lawns at 8 years old.
Yeah,
$3 a pop.
Right. What's the matter with that? Nothing wrong with that. Thanks, Chris. Laurel, Maryland. I'm sorry, Laurel. You Maryland or Mississippi? Where are you, Chris?
Mississippi.
Go ahead, sir.
The very beginning of the food and lunch program had nothing to do with just the issue of nutrition. It had to do with the fact that there were kids who were malnourished. That when the World War II began and the U.S. was thrown into it, and it was President Roosevelt that started the food lunch program, and it was a military oriented thing. Really had nothing to do with the fact of caring for kids. And the way things have developed, and, you know, listening to the conversation you're having with the other gentleman, you know, I have my wife is a teacher, and what's happening is the schools are becoming more and more responsible for every little aspect of a kid's life, and less is being the responsibility of a parent.
Open the door a crack with some government program, and these guys are running there with a crowbar and open it wider and wider and wider until you don't recognize what the original program was. You don't know what it is. Absolutely astonishing. All right, thanks. The countdown of this hour, thanking the folks at CNN and NBC and ABC and Fox. Tom Becka helped this morning with his comments. So did Joe Crummy, Pat Campbell, Dory Monson program, all used in part for comments and callers on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.